Just wanted to check in with the listener supporter regarding this next episode. But before I do that, I did want to thank some of the of our team contributors to the podcast and to the show. So that's Joel Garcia, Adam Martinez, Julian Guevara, who went with me to this interview, took the photos for this this interview with Guzmano Cesaretti. Also, Lizette Tavares, who took the pictures for the last episode with Memo Ortega, Memo Chop. So hope you guys enjoyed that one. I met Guzmano last summer in June at Montebello Park. And it was just a regular kind of cruise day. I was talking to some of the guys from Click, and they mentioned that he was there, you know, hanging out with them, barbecuing with them. So it you know, kind of blew me away that was him. That was the man behind all these kind of iconic pictures of low riding in the early days of his photography in Los Angeles, East Los Angeles, during the 70s and early 80s. I want to thank Rosa, his wife, for making it happen. It's been a while that we tried to make it happen, or I really tried to make it happen. For me, it was a big deal. I didn't want to do any other interviews until I had, that interview with Guzmano. I invite the listener to kind of listen in on his stories behind a lot of these pictures. Again, Rosa was a big help, and you'll hear her a lot in this interview, which was really helpful. Guzmano's just done so many awesome things, outside of just, documenting lowriding and, Raza neighborhoods. He did a lot of work with Chaz, who's just like an iconic, artist in our city, in our community. And, so I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I do. Please, share it, comment, let us know what you guys think. We'll continue this. If you don't know about Guzmano, then I'm very honored to be able to kind of share this information of this icon. He did low riding stuff. He did early 80s punk stuff in LA. He's worked on a bunch of films with Michael Mann, the director of Heat, just an amazing movie. Did photography, photographed Maria Sabina in Mexico. Just stuff that just kind of blows us all away. So enjoy the show.
Fammi a sentire, ascolta un po', e dimmi se di ragioni non ne ho. Noi stiamo bene, l'hai detto tu, ma sono troppi quei momenti in cui non lo ricordi più. No, l'amore questa sera no, è troppo stanco e adesso dormirò. Tu leggi pure, non disturbi, sai, è una parola.
What's up, everyone? This is Raul. This is Drifting on Memories podcast show. I'm here with Guzmano Cesaretti here in his studio. This is a big deal for me. South Pasadena. This is a huge deal for me. This man is so admirable for me. I'm a little starstruck. It's been a while since I met someone of this caliber, and he's given his time for me to answer some questions. I really think you all will enjoy this.
Right.
Before that, I do want to acknowledge his wife Rosa and her kindness and her hospitality. So yeah, it's a big, big deal for me, Guzmano, to be here with you. I want to also acknowledge Julian, the photographer for our show.
Right.
And let's get right into it. Guzmano, how are you?
Very good.
All right, excellent. So I have a few questions for you because I know your time is valuable, and I know you got a lot of stuff going on, and you've got so much beautiful history. I just completely blown away with it.
Right.
You're a photographer, you're a director, you're a historian, Did you feel that these pictures at the time would mean so much to people like me or to our community?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just doing it for me.
Yeah.
And because when I came to here from
Chicago,
uh-huh. You know, I was staying in Chicago for 6 years.
Right.
And then I learned all photography there. I had a place in my house,
yeah.
You know, that every night I would print. Photograph.
Okay.
You know, for 4 hours, four hours.
Yeah.
For 4 years I did it. And then I said, okay, now I'm a photographer.
You came to L.A.?
Yeah, I came to L.A.
What was your experience, your first experience? How did you discover lowriders in the Chicano community?
Well, when I see them on the street.
You would see them on the street?
I see them on the street. Okay. I say, oh, my God. You know, boom. And I went over, boom. Yeah.
Did you ever see a car like that? Did you ever see anything kind of modified or kind of colors?
No. Now I saw they are there.
You saw it there?
Yeah, and then I saw a more car like that.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, wow, those are for the car clubs.
What did you think when you saw that? Did you feel that there was a connection with the community of Los Angeles, or what neighborhoods were there? Was it East LA, Echo Park? I think I remember hearing it might have been Echo Park area. Where was that? Do you remember?
Echo Park.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember where you first saw the first lowrider car?
Yeah, it was downtown.
Downtown LA.
Yeah.
Okay. And what'd you do to ask them? Like, what? How did you even ask them? Hey, can I take pictures of your car?
Yes.
Yeah, you did? Okay.
I did.
Okay.
I did. You know, they let me take the picture.
They let you.
They like the way I ask them, you know.
Yeah, the way you were.
So, wow, this is a beautiful car.
Okay.
Wonderful. Where are you? Are you a special man?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they were saying, you know, and I wasn't speaking very good English at that time.
Okay.
You know? Uh-huh. So they were going, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Italy. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a good photographer.
Okay, but I want to say this, Guzmano.
Yeah.
There's beauty in the car, and then there's beauty in the people here.
Yeah.
Did you know you were capturing this? Did you know that you were you were getting that?
Yeah.
You knew it. You knew the beauty.
Yeah,
I want to say this. I think this is why our community accepted you so well, because you saw the beauty that and the style that we knew
exactly,
we had.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about what car clubs are these? There's one main car club in here I'm seeing. And there's some very famous pictures here.
Who's your buddy, Guzman, in Moscow? What car club was he in?
I think it says right there.
Yeah.
Click.
East LA. LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you meet these guys?
Yeah. Well, the first time I met the Click guys, it was... when he was driving, I said, I want to shoot you.
You know? Told them, I want to shoot you?
Yeah, I want to shoot you.
What did they say?
But what I mean, I want to photograph it.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. And they knew that?
And the guy stopped, and he goes, I said, no, I want to take photograph. Okay. He came out with the gun.
He came out of the car with a gun.
With a gun. And I took the first picture of him. He was the director. The first picture of him with the gun.
With the gun.
But I didn't have his face.
Uh-huh.
I took the hand. Yeah. And inside of the car, there was a guy. So I took the photograph of the guy.
I know that picture, Guzmano.
Yeah.
It says the click. It says click. There's like a shirt or banner. He's holding the gun.
Yeah, it's my first picture.
Okay.
See, look.
That's your first picture of the car club?
Yeah. Look at this. The first picture.
Yeah.
See,
did you know he was going to bring out a gun?
No. He came out with a gun, and I said, okay, great.
Did he tell you at that time, take a picture of this, Guzmano?
Yeah.
Or were you already taking a picture?
No. I take the pictures. I said, come here, stand on this.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So, see, click is delayed.
Yeah. Who was taking pictures like this at this time, Guzmano?
It was me.
Just you?
Yeah, I took a picture of me.
Did you know this is kind of capture a moment in time that, you know, that means so much to this culture? Or do you know that now? Do you know the impact you have?
No, he let me do the photograph. And then we became good friends. And I used to go to his house all the time, and he would come here to, you know, every, come over, let's go for a ride, you know, let's go here, let's go there. And I will go and move there.
And he's still around, your friend?
No, he's dead.
He passed away.
Yeah, he passed away.
What was his name? You said Mosca? You said
no. Mosca's
another one. Okay, okay. Do you remember the first time I met you this past summer, you were at a Click Car Club meeting, a picnic in Montebello Park.
In Montebello Park?
Yeah, so you're still very close to these people, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, Guzmano. What is...
There he is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. The famous picture with the... That's a glass house, and the guy's holding a machete.
Yeah.
And those are Krager tires right there.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So these pictures mean a lot to lowriders today, back then, you know, historians of this culture. So this is a really, really big deal. So you were also in neighborhoods like Garrity Lomas.
Yes.
And also East L.A. neighborhoods, too. This is Whittier Boulevard. It looks like Whittier Boulevard.
Yeah,
right here.
Whittier Boulevard. Okay.
So this is actually an Imperials car right here. That car is a very famous car. It's called King Orchid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 69 Impala.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're at this time, were you only shooting these type of pictures, Guzmano?
No, I was shooting
a lot of different ones.
Other pictures, but this was my project.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, look, this is the father, the mother, the daughter, the little girl.
Yeah. How did you connect with this community right here, the Chicanos and the lowriders? They accepted you so well. What do you think it was, Guzmano?
Well, because
when you first started photographing the street riders, right?
I started photographing the street rider, and then you know, the street.
Why were you photographing the street riders? Do you remember the graffiti in East LA?
It was because I like what they were doing.
Let me ask you this, Guzmano: Do you find a similarity with the Italian culture and Chicanos?
Similarity with Italian culture and Chicanos.
Yeah. Like the style, the family, the friendship.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Well, one thing I remember you saying, Guzmano, when you first came to L.A., that you liked East L.A. because there you saw people in the streets.
Yeah. In East L.A., I saw the people in the street. I saw children in the street. I photographed children. And then the next day I would go to the mother and I say, look, I took a picture yesterday to your son. Oh, great. Where are you from? Italy. Oh, great, great. He called other son.
Yeah.
They were gangsters, you know.
Yeah.
And he and I met him and they were nice to me.
Yeah.
Everybody was nice to
me. Yeah. So I want to tell you this, Guzmano. I think that what you were doing, taking a picture of this, I feel our community knew we had beauty in our community, knew our cars were beautiful, but nobody was really taking pictures of that at the time. Not like this, in fact. I mean, there's pictures in Lowrider Magazine.
Right.
There was Cubo Magazine in the 70s. There was, you know, Teen Angel type magazines, but not this kind of community, not this raw, not this real, not this, this you know, such a representation of our community and what was really happening, you know? And I think...
Right.
When you show them these pictures, I think this is, they said, yes, we know we've got this type of style and this kind of beauty. And thank you for what you're doing for it. Yeah, no, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate that.
Excuse me, I got
to. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I think that this one here is why everybody likes Guzmano's work, because he took these pictures of the community in a way that showed their nobility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He showed them as beautiful. He showed them as having a place in society. They weren't just background.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Guzmano, these would they pose for you, or would you have them come out like this, dressed like this, and pose?
No,
there's a big contrast
like
here.
This. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick leak.
Yeah. This is amazing. This picture is so amazing to me and to historians, I think, for our culture today. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, Look. Yeah, the A-Trex.
They're all inside A-Trex. Of the car.
Mm-hmm. This donut right here, they don't make these kind of steering wheels. They haven't made these since the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
This interior right here is a custom interior. Everything.
Yeah, and all this stuff there.
To somebody who's a lowrider enthusiast, we see this picture and we could dissect all these things right here.
Yeah.
The interior, the A-Trac player, the donut, you know, steering wheel.
Yeah.
You know, everything. So thank you, Guzmano. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for capturing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing work.
And he got to go to their parties and
You were really part of the family there. You're really part of the community there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were nice to me. Very nice to
me. Yeah.
Very, very nice.
So actually, this says a lot about what the pictures mean. The Huntington Library is talking to Guzmano about getting this in their archives.
Yeah, yeah, because, this is amazing.
It's a part of Los Angeles that he captured at the right time.
Yeah,
yes. And his pictures, of course, by themselves are beautiful.
Yeah.
But like you're mentioning, the historical aspects.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Guzmano, and you took pictures of motorcycle clubs too, correct?
Yes.
Why do you feel that these kind of clubs and these kind of streetcars allowed you in, gave you access to them? What do you think was the biggest reason they were cool with you coming around?
Because they know that I wasn't American.
Mm.
You know? And the fact that I was European, you know, Italian, they opened the door for me.
They embraced you because of that. Yeah.
But they all thought you were a cop at first.
Yeah.
You had to kind of...
Why? Why? Because they had nobody kind of coming around asking, if they could take pictures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tattoo and Mosca were here, and they said that when they wondered, who is this man hanging out?
Yeah.
But it wasn't until Bernard said, no, he's cool.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
The same thing with the motorcycle
club. Yeah.
The same with the motorcycle club, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to
it was amazing.
The man in charge to say, he's cool.
He's cool to come around.
The same with the 18th Street Gang.
Yeah. 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 So they
photograph for us.
Yeah, yeah. So they invited you to the parties, invited you to the cruise nights, to the bike rides, to the motorcycle runs.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're a part of that culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you found a lot of beauty in this culture. I think you found a lot of history in this culture.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And you would even go into the gang neighborhoods too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were okay with you taking pictures of them as well, huh? Yeah. Okay. All right. What about, I want to tell you, a few years back, I was at a friend's house in Whittier, and he pulled out your book, your first book, if I'm not mistaken, Street Riders. And it was a white book, and I've never seen it because I think I found out later it stopped getting published.
Right.
Yeah. So this book came out in 1975?
Yeah.
1975. Okay. Yeah,
Street Rider right here. Yeah.
Yeah. This is it right here.
Yeah.
What was important for you to bring out a book like this at this time where nobody was doing these pictures and nobody was bringing out books like this, photography books like this?
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Do you remember these neighborhoods here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Why was this an important project for you, Guzmano? Yeah,
it's East LA.
Yeah.
You know, it's all in East LA, see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd never seen anything like it before, right? When you first saw the graffiti, you were you were very curious as to what those symbols meant.
Yeah, yeah.
And you met Chaz, who showed you around and explained all the writings to you.
Yeah.
And then
all the graffiti.
Yeah.
You were able to really appreciate it.
So this one right here, this is graffiti, but it also has a young child right in the front of it. You know, a young Chicano boy right in the front of it, you know?
Yeah.
And it looks like, I'm trying to read the neighborhood. I can't really see it, but I know. Oh, it says right here, East LA. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you capture the graffiti like this, Guzmano, and the child like that, where it was, it's Garrity Lomas. Okay. So, you know, what? Did you want to capture it like this to kind of explain the...
No, it was good for me because, you know, this is the guy that he lives here, and this is the the writing there are in, you know,
in his home, in his around his home. Yeah. And this is a little boy just kind of maybe playing on the street.
Very
but
nice.
It's so significant, though.
But it was nice to me, too, you know.
Yeah.
When I took a picture, and then he said, take a picture of me, take a picture of me.
Yeah. Oh, he said, take a picture of me. Yeah. All right.
Because he's easy.
Yeah.
You have a quote here in the book that I think is really beautiful. You said that they had the walls around them, and they could break the walls, ignore the walls, or make art out of the walls.
Damn.
And that's what you decided was very interesting about the graffiti, was that they made art out of what was a wall that they weren't able to go out of. Because I remember you saying you were surprised at the racism that went around in the United States.
Right.
And you saw a community where they made something out of...
They made beauty out of something, out their surroundings, right?
Yeah. It could have been a prison.
Yeah. And I think that's the same with lowriders, you know, that at the time in the early, you know, 60s and early 70s, a lot of these lowrider cars, the American culture didn't want this type of cars anymore. But this community took them and made something beautiful out of them and made art out of them, right? Yeah. And I think I seen really, really in this book, too, really early pictures of Chaz, too.
Yes.
Whittier Boulevard.
That's Whittier Boulevard right there.
Yeah, see? Look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, art Chaz in the street.
What was happening in Whittier Boulevard in these times right here? What did you think was happening, or what did you feel about it?
It was a place where there was a lot of graffiti, you know, and it was perfect because there was nobody there, you know, and it was perfect. It was all graffiti.
Yeah.
And it's Whittier Boulevard.
Yeah. So that
and it's Chaz.
Chaz, yeah, your Chaz. Good friend Chaz, that's him right there running by.
Yeah. It's amazing because I took a picture of him with the smoke here.
The shadow. Yeah, the shadow it's beautiful.
Perfect.
It's a beautiful, boom. Perfect picture.
With the food like that, you know, and that
was
the back.
Okay, yeah. Guzmano. So Chaz is a real kind of icon figure of Los Angeles. This neighborhood, this graffiti, everything is very iconic of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What is your love for Los Angeles? How did you, how did you fall in
love? I love Los Angeles because I didn't want to, you know, go to anywhere. I left from
Chicago.
I came to Los Angeles. And I wanted to be a photographer. And, you know, I start working. I start doing pictures for the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
Yeah.
I got here all the picture that I did.
But I've heard you say that you love East Los Angeles the most.
Well, East Los Angeles was amazing to me because it was a lot of people that were not Americans, you know, they were Mexican, you know, a lot of Mexican people.
A lot of kind of full of life, a lot of culture. Yeah. So you kind of, do you feel you fit in with that because Italian culture?
Yeah.
But also I remember you said you liked Los Angeles because you could get lost in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could disappear into it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like that was one of the things you did when you went into the street riders or the car clubs or the motorcycle gangs. You weren't sticking out. You were just in the background.
Yeah.
And
you
could photograph them doing all kinds of things, like the picture of the women.
Yeah.
Getting ready, right? Like there was a bathroom scene or something.
Right now where they're all in the...
it's down here.
It's down there?
Yeah.
You just don't know. Where is he? Looking at the mirror.
Where was this? Do you remember where was this at here? Someone's home?
No, that was a hall. They were having a dance.
Oh. It was in a bathroom, in a place where they
were. In the women's bathroom?
Yeah, they were going, and I went to take a picture of that.
And this was maybe like a lowrider dance or something, a car club dance?
Yeah.
Maybe this might have been like even Click, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Click.
It was a Click lowrider dance.
Click lowrider dance.
And then one of the pictures
cool.
has
That's the coolest shit ever. Wow.
Yeah.
So iconic.
Here's
amazing.
Another one.
Right, right.
These are the ladies.
Right.
Of the Click.
Yeah.
And then there's the one where they're...
That's beautiful, Guzmano.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. This is so iconic. So this is so much history right here. Yeah.
When I had the show of those pictures in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. I took my friend Rosa, at the time was mm-hmm. my friend, mm-hmm. to
no,
see
it wasn't
this.
Me.
Yeah, see,
no,
look.
I didn't go.
Okay, let's move on from that.
It was way before me.
but
yes.
Rosa,
uh-huh.
when I
That's
had
who
the
you
show,
to take.
When I had the show,
so when you when you first had the show at the Los
Angeles,
Art Museum,
Art Museum.
You did.
She likes this. She likes this picture. She said, "Oh wow."
That's when I fell in love with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she fell in love with me.
Well, I'm falling in love with you right now, just seeing this picture. Let me ask you this, Guzmano. Let's see, Rosa, if I can ask this kind of question. For photographers today that are not Chicano or not in this, what would you advise them to do if they want to start taking pictures of this and displaying these kind of pictures?
What do you mean?
An outsider kind of coming in to the community. What is a good way?
You actually have a few, Guzmano has a few photographers who have reached out to him that are doing photographs of gangs all around the world.
Right.
I'm thinking of Brad Merman.
Yeah.
The man that we met in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes to the Philippines and photographs them. And one thing that they both had in common, and I think you guys discussed that, is neither of you are threatening. You're both little guys. He's Jewish. You're Italian.
Right, right.
And you're both very much about just kind of being in the background. You're not trying to
impose or superimpose yourself.
They're just the eyes.
Yeah. What do you think? What was the secret for that, Guzmano? Or what would you advise photographers that are going into these communities to take pictures?
What do you mean?
Would you advise them to go into...
Would you tell them it's a good idea to go to these neighborhoods, these tough neighborhoods, or into this culture right here and take pictures?
No, I didn't advise... I didn't,
But would you tell them it's a place to go, or how would you do that if they were interested?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That might be a harder question.
Yeah, yeah, that's
what
I was thinking.
One thing, there's a lot of people who have said that Guzmano influenced their work. Mm-hmm. There's Blanco, who's he goes around photographing crime scenes and stuff, and he even posted it recently on his Instagram.
I mean, this is just like so influential, so iconic, but I think about it sometimes too, like today's day and age. I mean, okay, nobody was doing this shit back then, you paved the way for it, Guzmano. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rosa, did he ever seen the thing, the video that I did
of the
guy with the motorcycle?
No,
the Chosen Few.
Chosen Few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You seen?
I seen it, and I saw you talking about it too.
Oh, yeah.
I saw videos of it.
Oh.
Yeah, clips of it.
Oh, you saw
on
the
YouTube,
video?
They have like clips of it only, right? I did.
One thing though,
that's why I mentioned that they allowed you into their motorcycle.
Yeah,
club.
But I just, I knew everybody there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew everybody.
Yeah, and I think you're very respectful to us, too.
It was respected.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I think that one thing that has come out of all of what you've done, and that happened when you had one of your book signings, a lot of people from the community said that they realized they're living in an area that they could photograph. Suddenly, it seemed to them as if
why do I not take a picture of this? Because these are beautiful images. And that's, Blanco is one of them. He was saying that his father said, you're hanging out with the gang members, you know them, why don't you start photographing them? And there was a young woman that came to one of your book signings that said she grew up in East LA and she's got herself a camera and she's taking pictures. So it's not just the people from outside, but the people who live within the community that are realizing, why am I not doing this? Mm-hmm. They don't have to go outside.
Yeah.
There's plenty of beauty where they live.
Yeah, and you know, I Guzmano, I don't want to take up too much time because this is you and I really just want to hear you, but I do want to say that you did influence people to see the beauty in their neighborhoods, and even if it feels tough neighborhoods or gang neighborhoods or graffiti, that you saw the beauty and it influences people today. And I think that was my thing was, honestly, I'm going to say, for me, it was like, we have outsiders now coming in to car clubs, to neighborhoods, and they want to take pictures, but for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And my thing was like, what would you say to them? But now that Rosa mentioned it, the flip side of that, you influence people from the neighborhood to take pictures. So that's...
Yeah.
And that's the difference, is some of the people that take pictures from the outside, they're like tourists.
Yes.
They just come in and they see a bunch of guys standing together and, hey, let me get a picture of you. And then they leave. But you actually socialize with them. You went to their baptisms. You went to their weddings. You went to their funerals.
Right.
You even visited Bernard in jail.
Yes.
You were telling me you gave him some, you snuck him some drugs.
You snuck him drugs in jail?
Yeah.
You're a real homie, though. You're a real homie. You're a real, you know what I mean? You're
no tattoos.
Yeah. But when I met you.
So I went over and then.
Yeah. That's good. Mota.
You know, it was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was sitting outside.
Yeah.
Not outside of this.
Right.
You know, and it was okay.
You passed some mota. That's good.
The guards weren't paying attention.
They weren't paying attention to you, and you passed them the mota?
Yeah. There wasn't a paying attention.
What year was this, Guzmano?
They were nice to me, you know, like, Guzmano, you know.
What year was that? Do you remember?
It was...
70s?
70, yeah, 70.
Sometimes in the
70s. 75, okay. 75.
All right. Yeah, so I think that you're a homie, and I met you this...
Well, 75, because the guy that he was...
The doing in jail?
No.
Are you talking about Bernard, or...?
No, the guy that he was the director.
Oh, the jail? Or the...
Isn't that Bernard, the one that started the
click? Yeah.
Oh, okay. The president.
So he did something.
Yeah.
So they arrested him.
Yeah. I'm sure he was innocent.
But it wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, and of course not.
And yeah.
When I met you last summer, I just want to say this. You were at a click picnic, and they were having a meeting, and you were like an honored guest. You had a click hat. He had a click, something else.
Sunglasses.
Yes. Yeah, so they still... love you. They still, you know, honor you.
Yeah.
And I want to say that I walk right by you. I didn't even notice. I just saw, you know, everybody is in click stuff.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Cougar, the older member of...
I had glass click.
Yeah, you had your Lokes on. You had the hat. You're in Montebello Park.
There are some here.
Yeah, I have pictures of you of that. Yeah. But he told me, he said, hey, you know this picture right here? And I said, yeah, I know that picture. You know, that's the famous picture you just showed me with he's holding the gun.
Yeah.
And he said, he's right over there. He's over there. And I was like, oh, shit. Let me go talk to him right now. Yeah, so you're very much loved because of that.
And
another part of Los Angeles history that I don't think a lot of people at the time was the punk rock scene. So you have
punk
some
rocks.
Early 80 punk rock scenes. What was that like, Guzmano?
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know? Yeah, this is outside probably the Hong Kong right here.
Yeah.
Chinatown. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was happening here? Was there music here? Was there just hanging out?
Yeah, they were doing a little music here.
They were doing music there. Yeah. And who was this? Just people outside right there? Just kids? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you asked them, can I take your picture? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, see?
You have to know them pretty well.
Yeah.
But you also took pictures of the prisoners in Folsom Prison
for
Michael Mann.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Mann, the film director. Mm-hmm. You work with him?
Oh, yeah. He called me. It was 2 o'clock at night.
Okay.
I was in my studio here.
Working.
Yeah, you know, and I was, and he called me, said, "Hey, my name is Michael Mann, and I saw your photograph on the book in the magazines, and I really like it, and I would like you to come over and take a picture of me." And I said, "Where are you?" He said, "Oh, I'm in Folsom Prison." "What did you do?" He said, No. "I'm going to do a movie." It was his first little movie that he did.
Wow. Michael Mann.
Michael Mann.
The Heat movie. And when I see Heat...
Well, no, this was...
Right.
Yeah.
Right, this is his first movie. Yeah. But I want to say this, though.
But this all the people there.
Yes, yeah.
So I photograph all the people there. Right? And then after a few days, I send the picture to him.
Yeah.
And then he sent me some money. And then after 2 months, he called me for his first movie that he did.
Yeah, nice.
It was his first movie in Los Angeles.
Yes.
No, that was in Chicago.
In Chicago. Yeah, not in Los Angeles, in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing because he called me every time that he made a movie.
That's right.
No, you know, I was with him for almost 42 years.
Yeah. So this is what I wanted to say, Guzmano. Even when I see these movies, Michael Mann's movies, and of course, Heat is just, you know, one of the most iconic movies in Los Angeles. The areas that they filmed in Heat, the video shoots, it all looks like your influence of Los Angeles. And
that's great.
Yeah, I think it's so good. Yeah,
that's great.
Okay, so then what was like the punk rock scene going kind of back to early 80s? Was it early 80s, the punk rock scene in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
You were taking pictures of them in the late 70s.
The late 70s.
70.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think you weren't as interested in the punks as you were in the lowriders and the graffiti.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I was interesting in everything.
That's why
everything.
You decided to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about that too.
Maria Sabina.
That is amazing. That's wow. I don't even know what kind of questions to ask you about.
After the movie that I did to Michael Mann in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
You went to Oaxaca?
No. Everybody in they were doing
Cocaine. Oh shit. Yeah. Oh, you mean in Chicago? Oh, in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I did it too, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And so when I finished the movie, I said, "Oh my God, I gotta clear myself."
Yeah.
I gotta clear myself.
How much coke? Yeah.
So I said, "I wanna go back. I wanna go to Mexico."
Yeah.
You know, and Rosa, she said to me, "If you go to Mexico, there is a Black Christ, Mexican City, mm-hmm. Black Christ, and you go there, it's good."
Okay.
I say, okay.
All right.
So I go to Mexico City by myself.
Okay.
And then the first day I got there, I go, say, "Where is the Black Christ? Where is the Black Christ?"
Yeah.
"No, no, it's, I don't know.
No, very secretive, very hidden.
Yeah. Then after a few days, I was there.
In Mexico City.
I ask again. There was a lady like this. Yeah. Outside of the church.
Yeah.
She was blind.
She was blind.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, "Do you know where I can find the Black Christ?" She goes, "You don't need the Black Christ. You need Maria Sabina." I said, "Who's Maria Sabina?" "Just go. You know, it was close, you know. So I went back to my studio and I said, "Does anybody knows about Maria Sabina?" And she said, "Oh yeah, I know Maria Sabina." And she told me, I said, "Wow, I want to go see her."
Yeah.
I went there in the morning, the next day.
Yeah.
So I went there, boom, arrived to the place in the south Mexico.
Yeah.
And
Oaxaca.
And I asked, said, "Where's Maria Sabina?"
You start asking people, "Where's Maria Sabina?"
Yeah. And the guy says, "Well, you need to have a car to go up
into the mountains
for 4 hours.
4-hour drive.
4-hour drive. I said, okay, I'd like to have a car. So the guy gave me a car. Yeah. You know, he found the car,
yeah.
A guy with a car, and he took me up.
Yeah.
And when so we go up, stop, up.
Yeah.
Finally, we go up.
You got there.
Arrived, and the guy says, now you got to walk for 25 minutes up this hill here.
Yeah.
So I did, and as I was walking upstairs, I saw a beautiful, beautiful, was like this. She was dressed beautiful.
Yeah.
And I took a photograph of it. I went next to her. I said, oh, you're so Maria Sabina. She said, I'm Maria Sabina.
Yeah.
I said, oh, wow.
Yeah.
She said, I used to know somebody was coming to see me.
Yeah.
I said, well, did you know? No, but I felt. Oh,
she felt it.
It was me who was coming to see you.
Wow.
So we became friends. Yeah. She didn't speak
English
yeah. or Mexicans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and,
she's indigenous.
Yeah.
I think it's, I forget the community, Mixteco, maybe Huasteco.
Yeah.
But it's
so,
Oaxacan.
After 10 minutes, we went home.
Yeah.
She got two guys.
Yeah.
They were
translating for
translating
you.
For
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
So we became good friends.
Yeah.
I want to relax.
You don't have the picture in the book of when you first met her, but
yeah,
there
are some.
These are just amazing pictures.
Yeah,
beautiful.
This is Maria Sabina.
Yeah.
See the picture.
Yeah. She's dressed in her traditional Oaxacan regalia. Yeah.
Let me see the picture that I did. The first picture that I did.
And she allowed you just to take pictures like this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. She was so amazing. She let me sleep in her room.
Yeah. Was this the pictures you were taking right here, Guzmano? Was it during ceremony?
Yeah.
Yeah? During when you guys were eating the mushroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see.
How did you feel taking pictures like this during
this? This was the first time that you met Maria Sabina, right, yeah. Guzmano?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is the picture that I first met.
The back of her
before
like
I can even talk to her.
That's yeah. You started shooting. What made you start taking pictures of that right there? Like,
yeah.
Why was it important for you? Like, oh, let me take a picture of this right here. She's standing holding mushroom.
No. Uh-huh. She was when I was going up.
Right.
I saw that and I took a picture. I didn't know who it was.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
And then she said, "Yeah, I'm a Maria Sabina."
Yeah. So I want to say this to you, Guzmano, in the indigenous community, and I know you have other pictures of natives and the indigenous communities.
Right.
One of the teachings that I've learned from my elders is that they say that the person, if they get to the ceremony, that means they were supposed to be there.
Right.
They were meant to be there.
Yeah.
A connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Maria Sabina, when I was with her, I told her I wanna. You know, relax myself
yeah.
and clear
yeah.
everything, you know. And every night, 8 o'clock at night, she gave me
mushroom.
And then after a few days, we went together up at night, a walk. We went to walk. And come on. After 5-6 days, I felt really good. 7 days, excellent.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I started photographing everything, you know, what is this here inside of the house,
right.
You know, doing things, you know, like all this photography.
Yeah.
And you said one time you were taking mushrooms with her, you felt like you both were fine.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, that's you and
that's
her there.
That's me and her.
Yeah.
See?
And you said... what Rosa just mentioned, the question, you said one time you were taking mushroom with her, you felt like you were flying?
What do you mean flying?
You were holding hands with her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were walking like this. And then I look at the hand, it was my grandmother. I said, oh my God, you know, who are you, you know? It was my grandmother. So after a few seconds, again, boom, it was Maria Sabina again there. You know, I said, great, you know. And I told her, said, you, there was my grandmother holding my hand with you, with me now, and now it's you. You know, it was great.
Yeah. Thank you, Guzmano, for your time. Thank you for your life, really, you know. Thank you for your work.
Yeah.
Thank you for paving the way, you know, for all of us.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And having these beautiful things.
Maria Sabina. She was 93 years old when I met her. And 3 years later, she died. Mm-hmm. 93, she was 96 when she died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What year did you say this was when you went there?
That was in 81.
81.
81.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I said, Guzmano, I said that when...
Yeah, see, I was sleeping in her bed.
She let you stay with her?
Yeah, she let me stay here.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they've recorded her, too. He has a recording.
Oh, he has
her
recordings of her.
Yeah.
Okay. Guzmano, I'm going to end the interview now. Do you want to say anything else about your work?
No.
No? Okay.
No, it's good.
Thank you so much. I said that when I got here, I was a little bit starstruck. I think even now, even more, mm-hmm. talking to you and seeing all this beautiful artwork.
Yeah,
and this
yeah.
beautiful. So I appreciate. I want to say that I appreciate what you've done for our culture.
Yeah.
I've appreciated you, you know, being so respectful and so,
right.
you know, so kind to our people.
Right.
And I think it's almost like serendipity, I guess, that you went from Chicanos to Indians.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, one and the same people.
Yeah.
And you're one of us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Guzman.
Thank you. Per iniziare a litigare, per non salutarci più. No, l'amore in questa sera, no. O domattina non mi sveglierò. Cosa vuol dire solo il letto e poi se una parola non ti scappa mai.
Scopriamo che c'è un prima e un poi e ancora un po' d'amore.